Party.
Transmission live.
Good afternoon, York. You are listening to UOY, and our 101-hour charity broadcast begins now.
That's right. For the next 101 hours, we will be live from Greg's Place, broadcasting our longest continuous radio show ever, all to raise money for Yorkshire Cancer Research.
It's going to be 5 days of music, dancing, challenges, games, and amazing radio, and it all begins here. Let's go!
York Uni's student radio station, UOY.
Hi, I'm Steve Clark.
And I'm Andy Durant.
And we are two of the producers from URY 101.
We've been discussing the idea of doing a 100-hour marathon show for a couple of years, and then our SU got in touch to say that Yorkshire Cancer Research were after 100 students or student groups to raise £100 each. We couldn't miss this opportunity, but we thought we'd go one bigger and make it 101 and take it outside.
We also wanted to take this opportunity to do some of the other things we've been wanting to do for some time, such as broadcast from the campus lake and host a live music night on the newly opened Greg's Place, which is named after our previous Chancellor, Greg Dyke.
Planning started over 3 months ago with much pizza and a few beers. Negotiations were made with the university, particularly for health and safety on a boat, and we were soon inundated with ideas from our members.
We started to compile an ambitious schedule which included as many of the ideas as possible, whilst also trying to figure out how to make sure our presenters stayed alive. We decided it would be best to have three main presenters and four producers. Each presenter was to have 3 7-hour sleep breaks throughout the weekend, but would be on air, online, on demand, and occasionally on the lake for the remaining 80 hours.
The producers were scheduled around the clock on 6-hour shifts, with a dedicated early hours producer to make sure the night ran as smoothly as the rest of the show. Alongside this, we had a complete engineering schedule in case anything went wrong at any time, and to provide the necessary kit for extra events that we were trying to include.
So the challenge was set. 3 presenters.
4 producers.
101 hours.
A live music night.
A Zumba class.
4 quizzes.
A mini Olympics.
And a sound clash.
A trip on the lake.
And 86 guest presenters bringing their regular features from the URY schedule.
University Radio York's longest show ever.
We fund research into all Yorkshire's teaching hospitals and universities, including here at the University of York, to help people avoid, survive and cope with cancer. So Yorkshire has the third worst outcomes for cancer in the whole of the UK. So despite that, it gets only 4% of the funding, so Yorkshire Cancer Research is here to help plug that gap.
101 hours of radio, all in aid of Yorkshire Cancer Research.
One of our regular segments was Desert Island Discs with our incoming and outgoing sabbatical officers. We asked them for 8 songs which they would take to a desert island, along with a luxury item and a book. One of our favourites was Tamaki, our future academic officer, who provided a diverse range of amazing, unique music. It was evident that she had put so much effort in when deciding the tracks, and it was a pleasure to have her on the show.
So your first track, now I'll try and pronounce this right. It is
I can do it for you.
Oh, please
if you
do.
Want.
Please.
So it's Sukiyaki, which is the Western world title, but in Japan it was released as Ue o muite aruko, which roughly translate to look up when you're walking. It's a very terrible translation, sorry about that. But yeah.
So why did you choose this track?
It is a classic track in Japan. And I sort of grew up listening to it at various outlets. And for some reason, it got really popular in the US as well. However, I recently discovered that it was written during student protests in Japan against, I think it was the Vietnam War. And the guy who wrote it was very just sort of crushed that these things were happening and that there was a feeling of hopelessness, so this song was written, but it's publicized everywhere and sort of that as a completely like separate from that history and is just this upbeat song, especially if you listen to it as an English speaker because you don't know what the hell is being said. But in general, it's just a beautiful song, I think. And I would listen to it over and over.
And now we're going to go to your fourth track, which
yes.
is one of my personal favourites, actually, as well. So I'm quite excited to hear this. But What is the thinking behind taking Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System onto this desert island?
It was the first LCD Sound System song that I heard. And I, from there, I just sort of explored the rest of their stuff and figured out that I love them. But mostly, it's the song that I can listen to at any time and dance to and feel better at by the end, because there's 8 minutes of it, so you know, there's plenty of time to get better. But yeah, so it's just sort of if you dance to it and just really put yourself out there, just let everything out, then you will feel better. Is the thinking behind that? So yeah.
Now, what was your luxury item that you decided to bring?
I chose a camera. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that the camera would be one that I was already using, so I would have photos on there from before. So hopefully, like, photos of family, friends, all that. But also for the purpose of documenting my life there on the desert island. And, you know, if some tragic event happens and I'm not there anymore and someone finds that, then they'll at least see that I was there. If not, it'll be like a fun little thing. Hopefully get into the museum. Hey.
So you're not going to be doing a David Attenborough and kind of filming a documentary, and, you know, leaving it for someone to find.
I mean, if I can get any closer to David Attenborough in my life, then I will.
This next tune, Gangster by The Tune Yard.
Yes.
Would you like to explain what has made you chose this disc?
Tune Yards is a fantastic artist group, I guess. It's run by one person, but anyway. So this song has high school connotations for me because I used to drive around. Well, my friend used to drive around and we would have a few certain songs that we would sing along to, and this one would definitely be it. There's a lot of different voices going on, so we would take turns doing the different voices and all that kind of stuff, which is why it's a really, really good song, and seeing her live was really nice as well. She's very energetic in person.
URY 101. Desert Island Discs on URY 101.
Every day, one of our newest presenters on URY hosted a mystery quiz between a URY team and a team of guests. With rounds ranging from Re-E-Verse to US Cray, it was a random and hilarious mix of general knowledge, innuendos, and facts we wish we didn't learn. Here's some of the best bits.
So you're going for cheese slices?
No,
condoms.
Oh, condoms.
You completely missed the point.
Try not to mix those.
I'm sure. You're going for condoms because it makes sense. It's actually cornflakes. That's wrong. Oh, it's illegal on a Sunday in Columbus, Ohio, to sell cornflakes.
Why?
I don't know.
Lock up your cornflakes.
I couldn't. I have no idea why, but it is.
It's a serial offender sort of thing.
Hey!
The big ones are coming out today here on the mystery quiz, URY.
What a corny joke. Keep that, Andy, for get it from the Kellogg later.
Oh, wow. Wow.
He's back.
Back with a bang. Right, okay then.
Or with a snap, crackle and pop.
Oh!
You've killed Mark.
I'm completely gone.
University Radio York's 101 for Yorkshire Cancer Research.
Round one.
Oh, yeah.
Students team, you ready for this, John and Jasper?
Always. Ready.
Okay. In Denmark, you're going to have to give me a moment with this. What is a Svangerskabs for Beigen de Middle? Is it A sculpture of the Little Mermaid made entirely from bacon? Is it B, a genital wart? Or is it C, a condom?
I feel like it's a really long phrase to be any of the last two.
Yeah, but then, why? I mean, bacon would just, it would just go, it would be gone, it would be weathered. I want to go with B. I feel like genital wart seems hilarious enough to be the possibility.
You want to go with the genital wart?
I want to go with genital wart.
Just assume that.
That's not the first time I've said that either.
Researching sort of genital based questions.
Yeah, it does sound.
General knowledge.
Yeah. Well,
general knowledge.
General knowledge, yeah, that's a good point. Okay, well, what are you going to go with? Genital knowledge.
Should we go with B?
Do you want to go with B?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, B.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's a condom is the correct answer there, so no points for the students team.
Jack, your internet history at the minute must be amazing.
It's actually unchanged.
URY 101. Jack and Kane's Mystery Quiz.
As an incentive for our listeners to donate, we set ourselves a number of challenges to complete throughout the broadcast. As we met fundraising milestones or received donations of specific amounts, our presenters would have something silly to do. These included eating cat food, dancing non-stop for an hour, and presenting from a bucket of cold baked beans. There was also a number of shavings, mostly for presenter Joe, who ended up with our logo in his chest hair.
They are about to be given a tin of rice pudding and a spoon, and they're wearing bin bags, and they must feed each other the rice pudding until the tin is empty.
Until the tin is empty?
Yes. Until the tin is
until
empty.
It's empty. Yeah. There's so much in rice pudding. I don't even like rice pudding.
Are you two ready to begin?
I don't know. It feels like, yeah, maybe.
I literally had my first spoonful of rice pudding like a minute ago. I'm really confused about why people made rice a pudding. It seems unnecessary. Rice is better with curry. This isn't what it should be.
All right, begin feeding each other in 3, 2, 1.
Right, I'm gonna.
Are you going for? Are we doing turns?
Do you want me to go first?
Okay,
like, as a tester. Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm lifting up the pudding.
Well, that doesn't help me. I can't see you either.
So if you stick your hand out, oh, it's dripping. Oh, it's all over me.
I've got the bottom of the can.
Right, you've got the bottom of the can. Right. Is that your nose?
Yeah.
Oh, is that? I don't know. Oh, it's good for you. Here comes the gravy train.
Is this you? Are you just going to feed me first? Or are you going to take turns?
Do you want to feed me now?
I'll try.
Is this
feed
like
you.
A romantic dinner date, Chris?
This is not how I do dates. All right, okay, I'm coming forward, Joe.
All right, I'm open.
I'm going towards where I think your voice is. Where are you?
That's my neck. That's my neck. That's my face.
Beautiful. Tasty, right?
What we're trying to do is help people avoid getting cancer in the first place, coping with it while they have it, and then telling the survival stories. We need to make sure that people know that getting a cancer diagnosis is not necessarily the death sentence that it used to be. It doesn't discriminate, so it doesn't matter whether you're male, female, young, old, it can get you at any age. What we hope to do by the year 2025, we hope to save 2,000 extra lives per year from cancer in Yorkshire.
In radio.
Live music night.
It's time for Jess Phillips on the Lake Stage here at Greg's Place. Remember, you can come down to URY and come and listen to this amazing music.
Hi, I'm Jess Phillips, and this is a song I recently wrote, and it's called Fire. Girl, we can take it out tonight if the music is on and the time is right, we can go. Baby, don't say no, I've been thinking of you for a year or so. You got something I can't forget, and I know if I don't try, then I will regret not trying with you. And all that we could be, because you've been changing me. And I like the way I'm feeling, and I love the way you be. So come a little closer, honey. 'Cause girl, you are fire, fire to my eyes. And yeah, you take me to my little bit of paradise. And you are fire, fire to my flame. And girl, I love it when you say my name. Just say my name, just say my name. Just say my name, just say my name. Girl, we've been going for a while and you know me, darling. Gotta kick it up a thigh, gotta tell you how I feel. And I've never felt so real. Oh, your kiss, your touch, well, babe, I've never loved this much. You got me incognito. got me asking, is this me though? Cause you are fire, fire, meaning ice, and yeah, you take me to my little bit of paradise. And you are fire, fire, to my flame, and girl, I love it when you say my name. Just say my name, 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 just say my name. And oh, I don't know what is true, cause I gotta go to the edges of my mind to find you. And oh, your beauty is bright tonight, girl, you're a little too bright, girl, you got to make, oh boy, you have got to make, oh girl, you have got to make, oh boy, you have got to make, cause girl, you are fire, fire, meaning ice, and yeah, you take me to my little bit of paradise. And you are fire, fire, to my flame, and girl, I love it when you say my name, just 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 say my name.
Three presenters, 101 hours.
University Radio York's 101 for Yorkshire Cancer Research.
Jess Phillips playing from the lakeside on our opening night in the sunset. Her full set, along with many other videos from the weekend, are available on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/URY1350.
Another of our big events was the URY Olympics, a slightly bizarre sports day hosted by our mystery quizmasters, Jack and Kane. The URY team competed against another group of students, including Nelson the Traitor, our head of music. The games included the Wobbly Relay, Soda Can Roulette, a dance-off led by Swing Sock, Dizzy Penalties, and many more.
On your marks, get set, go!
I feel like it's going to be a pretty sweaty one, this one. Nelson, how are you feeling about this?
I'm very excited. You know, like, I came here all the way from France just for this event, and I really want to showcase, like, the power of my country and how good we are being dizzy.
This is incredible.
Yes, they're just spinning and
four,
spinning.
Five.
What is going on right now?
Well, you know, we've had a chat with the gaffer. He's told us what we need to do. We're just going to go out there and play and try and score a few goals, okay?
He might be a bit confused.
We think they've got a good shot. I think the first team has some very sloppy broom technique, and I think URY can definitely improve on that.
And spinning, it's just like, oh, and she's struggling a bit.
Seems to be a common theme amongst the URY competitors.
That was a bit of a photo finish. I don't know. Well.
Oh, it is so close.
Is it actually close?
It is extremely
like
close.
3 milliseconds.
It's three milliseconds between the two. It's tense so the moment winners for everyone here down on Greg's Place.
The winners of Wobbly Relay are URY!
And this event is Pass the Orange. Ah, no, immensely sporty. Man down!
Well, we're now going to go to the non-URY team.
The non-URY team.
Also known as my enemies.
Roulette. Now that's going to be fun. Me and Joe are going to be competing in that one.
Ooh.
We're going to be competing in that
one. Battle of the Titans.
One of us is going to get wet and sticky.
And I am absolutely wetting myself. And I'm going to be wet, so it's going to be double moisture for me later.
And we can see Charlie shaking it hard. Shake it like Taylor Swift. And...
Oh, hey!
And it was not the shake on Joe. It's just
sweet,
taking a
sweet
sip. Is it good, Joe?
Lemonade.
Is it good?
Tastes like victory.
Every single time that he opens one that doesn't fizz up, it's just so stressful and horrible. There's only one that isn't. If he gets the one that isn't, I'm going to cry.
And it is time to open that can. Look at it, it's bubbling. It's ready to go. You know you want it.
Woo! And we finally have some soda on Jack.
I win dance, I think. All of dance, it is mine now. I am the dancing god now.
Let's play dizzy football.
And spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. Oh, it looks so exhausting, Will, don't you think?
Firstly, apologies if you can't hear me because my t-shirt's so loud. second of all, it's just an incredible experience and I can't wait for more events.
Shall we crown them then, the URY team, champions of the URY Olympics? Well done. I shall give the crown to station manager Peter Rogers, even though he technically cheated.
Here's a few more highlights from throughout the weekend.
Hon, we're going to improv a jingle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
Three presenters. 101 hours. And we're only a third of the way through.
Yeah.
So I was doing the chili challenge with them. Eldon had to take a 370,000 Scoville chili sauce directly into my mouth, and my mouth just set on fire. Ooh. If you put some soil up into my buttocks at that point and clenched it, out would come a diamond.
Well, we should have just done
soil?
That. We
would have made that's not how diamonds are made. Coals.
So there's two shots here. So
No,
that's got the white bit in it. You can't
have it out. We don't know what it is. Actually, no, keep it in. You might get superpowers or something. That'd be really cool.
Super.
It's chilly, man.
He's really cold for some reason.
No, his whole mouth is literally going around.
I'm just testing.
Sorry, how many times have you taken shots and you decide to put your mouth around all
No, I was just testing to check how big my mouth was.
Three. Two, one.
Well, yogurt me.
It's really drippy.
Oh, I don't care. Really drip it in my mouth. Drip it. Drip that creamy white liquid.
Oh,
oh
dear.
Oh my god. That was a backflip live on air. Good morning.
Would you like to sample a mac and cheese pot noodle?
Oh, he's sampling.
They're eating the noodle.
Oh,
what's your name?
Liam.
Liam is eating the mac and cheese pot noodle.
Oh, is it good for your bones?
Initial thoughts of the pot noodle. It's all right, guys. while I'm down here, do you have any coppers, silvers, pound if you...
Should we give them a bit of star trekking to do parkour to, you think?
Yeah,
I think they want it. Let's go. They've left.
As being a pineapple.
Two days more, another shave, another destiny, this never-ending road to charity. Before these men take my mind and sleep also deprives my mind, 2 days more.
I can't think of what.
I have not slept for a whole day.
And why would it be worth living?
2 days more.
And then another day came again, with more presenters who have things worth giving. For the time is to shave again, or to do the makeup. To do the makeup.
One more day on this sofa, will I unfuse my bum? One more day under a rug, I was born for more than this.
2 days more before the end, 2 more days before I send a message. A message to the stars about the charity that is cancer research.
So let's play it.
Okay.
And it's got a sick intro. And when I say sick, I mean quiet. So you're worried about dead air for a couple of seconds.
Goodness.
You actually have to look down to make sure that it is playing.
Oh.
That one wasn't
up. Oh no, so it begins.
3, 2, 1.
And now it's time for the news at 8 o'clock.
AM and online.
This is York Uni's student radio station.
URY.
And with the time at 8 o'clock, URY have just completed their marathon 101-hour broadcast from Greg's Place, raising over £1,100 for Yorkshire Cancer Research. Naomi, Kat and Joe began the live broadcast at 3 p.m. on Thursday and finished the programme in the last hour.
URY 101, hour 101. This is In Radio.